This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good afternoon. It's 3:03 on your Saturday, March 16th. I'm Annabelle Childers with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. CDOT is warning about a post-storm danger we don't often think about. That's excess water on the roads. The city of Colorado Springs also says it's watching for flooded roads and intersections, adding that plows can often push snow up against the gutters, clogging drains. For some city crews, their job will specifically be to clear gutters and drains for the next few days. The fear, of course, is that it doesn't take much standing water to send your car out of control. According to CASA, or Court-Appointed Special Advocates, around 800 kids in El Paso and Teller counties need a CASA volunteer due to abuse or neglect. This week, a 4th Judicial District judge just swore in 8 new CASA volunteers. Those volunteers are now ready to advocate for some of the kids affected by abuse and neglect each year. Last year, CASA of the Pikes Peak region had 376 volunteers who advocated for 657 children. Residents in northern Colorado are digging out from one of their biggest snowstorms ever. Those living in Gilpin County got at least 4 feet of snow on Thursday. Colorado Springs police are extending their accident alert status through Monday morning due to road conditions. According to police, the accident alert status started early Thursday and will now go through Monday at 8 a.m. The police department says they made the call after assessing road conditions and the call for service load per command staff. While in accident alert status, drivers are reminded to only contact police if they're in a serious crash. If it's a minor crash, you're encouraged to complete a police report online. Pikes Peak is recording feet of snow at both their gateway entrance and along the highway. According to a Pikes Peak post on social media app X, crews measured 38 inches at the gateway and 49 inches 7 miles up the highway. Crews say they expect 4 to 5 feet of snow from the 7th mile to the summit, but they say they're still trying to confirm official measurements. If you have a trip planned, you're encouraged to call Pikes Peak for information on accessibility and weather conditions. Now, if you're looking for an excuse to get out of the house this weekend after all that snow, Junkin' Market Days on Palmer Park Boulevard is hosting another day today of its spring market. Many southern Coloradans were hit this week with not only snow, but frustrating power outages as a result of the harsh conditions. Residents in Cascade, Colorado, and areas near Manitou Springs experienced outages starting Thursday night, but those outages were resolved Friday morning by Colorado Springs Utilities. But some Black Hills Energy customers in Fremont County had to wait far longer. Luckily, Black Hills has since restored electricity to the area. In addition to power outages, we're also looking into problems that prevented some cell phone customers from reaching 911 during the storm. AT&T reached out to local authorities Friday to tell them about the problem. A spokesperson for Colorado Springs Police says these kinds of temporary outages are a prime example of why you need to maintain a landline. One AT&T customer from Fountain tried reaching out twice to 911 but couldn't get through. AT&T tells us they're still trying to find what's causing the problem. Teller County issued a state of emergency early Friday morning. They're dealing with severe impacts of the winter storm and calling for help with massive cleanup efforts.
Sunshine for the first part of the day today. Morning lows, of course, will be in the 20s across the region before afternoon highs will be in the 30s, even near 40 degrees across the eastern plains. We'll hang on to some periods of clouds through the afternoon. Chance for a few snow showers overnight Saturday into early Sunday morning, predominantly along and south of the Arkansas River Valley, but some of these snow showers could sneak in across southern El Paso County with light accumulations possible. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.